Well, welcome to the Youth Message. As I mentioned, we do this because we sometimes need to look at the scriptures from a childlike perspective. So, since we're all children of the living God, this is why we do an online youth message. And we hope some of the youth tune in. Well, anyhow, what I wanted to talk about this week was about an invitation. Now, most of you know, I announced a couple of weeks back that Judy and I were married on Epiphany, January the 6th, 1996. And we had a thing called an invitation. And it talks about how the wedding's going to be, where it's going to be, what we're going to do. And we were inviting the guests. So the Bible talks us about an invitation that was sent to Jesus for a wedding that was held in Cana. Now, maybe some of you might have heard about this wedding because it was there that Jesus performed his first miracle. When the wine was gone, Jesus turned some water into wine and the party went on. Well, that's a big thing that almost everybody remembers about the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about another part that I think is pretty important. It was when the people were getting married, they had sent out invitations. And we do the same today, 2,000 some years later. They not only invited Jesus, but they also invited all his friends, the disciples. Do you know why I think that was important? I think it was important because some people think that they can have Jesus all by himself without having friends. Now, some people think that they can worship and love God all by themselves. They don't need the church because they don't need people. Well, we know that the church is there for the people, and the people need the church, and the church needs the people. Well, I think that God is the only friend they need. Now, I know boys and girls sometimes who think like that. They think, they don't need friends, and friends are only good when they are giving them something or giving strange things and share things and do all kind of things. Well, won't you be my friend? And if you be my friend, I will do this and I will do that. Well, they make a deal with them. Well, sometimes that happens with our relationship with God. We want to make deal. Let's make a deal, God. Well, I think the thing that we can learn from an invitation is that Jesus received to the wedding in the Cana of Galilee when he was invited. It's the same thing as Jesus inviting you into his life. And he wants you to be his friend. So when people call Jesus their friend, they're also calling all the other people who call themselves Christians their friend. Now, I like to put it another way. This way, he said that if you can't love God and if you don't love people, then the next time you see an invitation to a wedding or a party, think about what I told you this morning. What an invitation. Jesus invites you to be his friend. And he also invited all of his people to be his friends. We are all one in Christ, and we are all part of the kingdom of God. And it's just like God wants people to be there. He wants his friends to be there, and that's why he invites you. Now, he'll never come down and force himself upon you, but he will invite you to be his friends. Oh, we sing a wonderful song. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Ah, yeah. And Jesus sent out an invitation to you. And then he went further. And he took the sins of the cross of Calvary and died, buried, and was resurrected from the dead. Promised to come again because not only did he want you in his kingdom when he was here, he wants you in his kingdom for eternity. Wasn't that the good news? Just know you're invited. Now, you don't have to accept the invitation, but you're invited, and I hope and pray that you all accept Jesus' invitation to be the Lord of your life. Have a wonderful day.